Oh, Dawn, guess what time it is?
Oh.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced Movie Reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh, it's Forced Movie Review Friday with Alexis. What's wrong, Lex? You sound like you have indigestion.
Dawn?
Yes.
This was a rough road. I can't believe you liked this movie. It was boring. It was nutbaggy. There was a few images I will never get out of my brain.
Oh, I haven't watched it in a long time. Tell me why.
25 hours.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't watched it in a long time?
No.
I wonder why.
Right when it came out, I saw it in the theater.
This was in the theater?
Of course it was. It was a huge hit.
The quality motion picture, Lex. I don't know where this venom is coming from.
It was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's a lot of... I'm surprised plot-wise this didn't just grind on your gears, Dawn, because there is just so many things that I'm like, why? They don't explain that. And, like, sometimes there's the mystery that's you like, but then there's also things that just aren't consistent.
Oh, sure.
As you go along. So it starts with this young woman who is on a date with the guy and... They do it in the car, and then he ties her up, puts her in this wheelchair, and wheels her around this abandoned building and tells her all these rules.
Hot.
Oh, right.
First aid hot,
right. And he's telling her all these things about, all right, it's going to follow you. It's going to be people you know. Sometimes people you don't know. They'll haunt your dreams. Never touch them. You know, there's like the rules of Fight Club kind of thing, right?
Or the gremlins owning a Mugwai.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this guy just disappears. And then for a long time, you know, she tells her friends and family, like, this happened to me. And, you know, some believe him, some don't. Some, you know, then she decides, I got to go find this guy to get more information. And she doesn't even get that much more information from him. But basically, he says, yeah, I gave it to you via our sex act in the car by this abandoned building. There's no one there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you just need to find someone else and pass it along. And, of course, being, you know, a hot, young, hot thing, there are two guys who are just willing to be like, yeah, all right.
I'll get your demon herpes.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
That's what's so ridiculous about it.
Right. And then she does it with one guy, and he's like, yep, I'm fine. I don't see anything. And then she sees him in the middle of the night. She goes into his house because they live across the street from each other.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the hot, long-haired, kind of like the Dylan of 90210. You know, he has the car.
Yeah.
He's
great
cool.
Great reference, Lex.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's that guy. And she sees him in his, like, pajamas, which are long johns, and he walks into his house and breaks in. And then she decides, because before this she's terrified of being by herself, you know, she needs her sister, she needs her friends, she needs the Justin Long lookalike guy who's even scrawnier, who's like, trust me, I'll save you. And you're like, yeah, right, dude, okay, whatever. She sees the long-haired Dylan guy break into the house. She decides, oh, I'm gonna go in there too. She goes upstairs, and the mom is knocking on the door, and she's going, don't answer it, don't answer it, don't. He answers it. The mom jumps on him, and
what?
It's via sex, so the mom is on him, and her boob was out,
oh.
And then then he loses all blood to his face, and I mean, it's... That one especially, I was like, oh, no, they didn't go there.
Yeah.
But they did. Then they go to, like, this beach area because the further away you get, you know, it's harder for these images or people to find you. And so she sees, like, a friend who's actually there in the flesh, but she has a nosebleed, so we know she must be the thing that's following her right now. Then there's this tall giant guy who follows too. And then this little guy who like crawls on the ground. And anyway, it's just crazy. Then they get to this pool and decide we're going to plug in all of the appliances because
yes.
little Justin yes. Long is like, hey, do you trust me? I know what to do. Get in the car with me. So they go to where they had their first kiss. So they plug in all these lamps and fans and like a plug-in typewriter. I'm like, where are
the Lexus? Why
this?
Are you focusing on that?
Because it's a Lexus. Have you met her?
It's like, it's so weird. weird. Then she gets in the pool, and then the guy pulls out a gun, ends up shooting one of the friends in the leg, and she's on the floor bleeding, and her poor calf is like, she's got a gunned wound, you know? I'm like, what the? Then they decide, oh, we're going to throw a sheet on top of this figure, because she's like pointing like, eh, there it is, as this person is launching TVs and microwaves and lamps and all this crap that's plugged in to try to electrocute her.
Yeah.
But she's okay. She's just pointing. And then they put the sheet on the guy, and then the sheet, you know, somehow he's invisible.
Right.
But
that's where they
see
use
the form
sheet.
Through the sheet, yeah. You know?
Great camera trick for a low budget film.
Exactly.
Don, we could have made this film. That's the other thing. I'm watching this going. And then, I mean, the direction from the director for this girl is like, okay, look emo. Look extremely sad right now.
Right.
Now, don't look into the camera. Look to the side and be real sad. And then they have to sit there by the pool and wait for the, you know, the creatures, it to follow. And so they're just like posing, just like voguing.
Yeah. Where's it going to follow?
It follows.
And then at the end, it just ends. They're walking on the beach holding hands, her and Justin Long character guy. And
it's over?
Done. Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily transfer. There's still remnants of the visions that you'll see, but now he has it. And so they're like, oh, we got this together. And I'm thinking, I wish you all just died.
Oh, my gosh. Alexis. You hated this movie so much you didn't care about the characters.
No, I didn't care. I mean, from the get-go, maybe the first 15 minutes, I was like, I hope she dies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called It Follows, right?
Yes,
it is. It's sort of like...
It Follows.
It Follows, and...
Dawn, do you remember...
You stay away from that movie.
Do you remember liking it, though?
I did like it. It's 2014, so it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, that's a different take on horror. Like, just the whole STD world of, like, you're afraid of sexually transmitted diseases. It's an analogy for that, but it really isn't because it's
true.
Too on the nose, because it involves transmitting this... whatever supernatural force through sex.
Yeah.
Right.
And you think,
interesting concept.
You're like, right. Ooh, we're going to see a lot of sex in this, but then it gets, there's like bad, no, don't touch sex, you know, like with the mom,
bad
and you're
touch.
Like, oh, you're like, now this has turned really terrible.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you enjoyed
sexy.
It.
Oh, right. Yeah, Don.
Well, It Follows.
Did you watch it on Tubi or Tubi?
Okay, I'm glad you just asked about that. I did not know that existed. So, yeah, on my Roku, I just found it,
mm-hmm.
and it was free.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of movies on Tubi, Tubi. It's T-U-B-I.
Let's call it Tubi.
Tubi.
Tubi's free, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was new. Jace, you're like, yeah, Lex, come on.
No. I wasn't saying
I
like
know.
That. I just meant, no,
oh, no
that,
no.
yeah,
I
for people that
know
doesn't know
that
about Tubi.
If you don't, yeah, right now, if you're like, I can't do Hulu or Netflix because I'm struggling, you can have Tubi.
Yeah.
Right.
Tubi Tubby.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I mean, but don't watch It Follows. I mean, that one. Oh.
Yes, do, please.
It's, whew.